As the presidential campaign enters its final weeks, we've decided to look into how local and regional economies have changed over the last 4 years and whether that will have a real effect on the results in November. Joining me now from North Dakota is Dale Wetzel, state capitol reporter for the Associated Press. Since 2008, his state's oil and natural gas business has mushroomed. There's also a tightening race for the seat that is being opened up by Senator Kent Conrad's announcement that he is retiring. I'm very pleased to welcome Dale back to our show. Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
I'm okay. Hasn't Republican Congressman Rick Berg been a heavy favorite to win Kent Conrad's seat? Why has that race tightened over the last few weeks?
Well, frankly, I think describing him as a heavy favorite was at the start was a bit misleading. Heidi Heitkamp is a much better known public figure in North Dakota than Rick Berg is. She's running her sixth statewide race right now. She's been in public life in North Dakota for almost 30 years. Rick Berg has been a state legislator, but he's had a pretty low statewide profile until he won his House seat 2 years ago. And frankly, I think most people in North Dakota are not particularly surprised that this is a close race, because Heidi Heitkamp is quite an attractive candidate, a very charismatic person. She's well known by a number of people, and Rick Berg is less well known.
Over $5 million in outside money has flowed into the race. Have North Dakotans been seeing a lot of TV ads recently?
Oh, my goodness. You know, turn it on any time of the day or night. I'll tell you, sir, I watch MLB.com, and you can't even escape it when you're trying to watch baseball games on the Internet. And, yes, there have been all manner and sort of advertisements by the candidates themselves and by outside groups that are supporting both Heidi Heitkamp and Rick Berg.
Has the campaign gotten more negative, as they tend to in later in political races, especially when they're fueled by outside money?
Yes. Right now, the cause of the moment as far as the campaign against Rick Berg is his record as a real estate developer and whether or not he was a partner in a company that manages residential properties and has some complaints against it from people who lived in those apartments. The negative campaign against Heidi Heitkamp, such as it's been, has been almost exclusively she supports President Obama. She thinks President Obama is amazing. She supported the health care bill. Things of this nature. It's trying. The Republican campaign almost exclusively is concentrating on saying, don't vote for Heidi Heitkamp because you're voting for President Obama and you don't like him.
Does that resonate well in North Dakota? Are there negative feelings? How does the president poll in the state?
There really haven't been any independent polls recently about the popularity of President Obama, but it's certainly true that at the time the health care bill was being approved, there was quite a lot of opposition to it, and this was documented in public opinion polls. It's fair to say that President Obama will not win North Dakota and probably won't even come close. But to the extent that people translate opposition to President Obama to opposition to Heidi Heitkamp is a completely different question.
Well, there was a time not all that long ago that North Dakota's congressional representation was all Democrats. Has the state become more conservative in recent years?
No, I don't. I think the state is as conservative as it's always been, but there's kind of a schizophrenia in North Dakota when it comes to conservative versus liberal. I mean, North Dakota is a socially conservative state. When I moved here 20 years ago, I was kind of amazed that there was a state-owned bank and a state-owned flour mill, and you could not shop at the grocery store on Sunday. I mean, some of these things have changed. We still have these socialist institutions that are quite popular, frankly. And
blue laws, obviously.
They're not as strong as they used to be. But, you know, we have a Republican-controlled legislature, for example, a state legislature that has increased state spending by enormous sums over the last 6 years because of the prosperity that we have from the oil industry. I mean, there was a in the last session, there was a proposal to get rid of defined benefit pensions for governor for public school teachers and government workers, and that was rejected by a two-thirds Republican majority. The point I'm getting to is that some of the things that are thought of as conservative causes that Republicans would naturally support, such as the abolition of the income tax, great big huge cuts in the income tax, changes in public employee pensions, don't go over very well in North Dakota.
Kent Conrad announced his plans to retire over a year and a half ago in January 2011. Was that because he knew he'd be facing a tough re-election campaign?
I think that he... The answer to your question is yes. I think that's part of it. But I do think that a bigger part of it is that he's burned out.
26 years in Congress.
Yes. And he's, you know, he's still a relatively young man. He's in his early 60s. And he can do other things. I think that I think he wants to be the commissioner of baseball. I don't know what his prospects are there, but I don't think it was because he thought of this race as something he couldn't win. And in fact, I think if he was running, I think that he would win. But I think that he wanted to do something else, and that's what he's doing.
He's the chair of the Senate Budget Committee. Is it a big blow to the state to lose a senator who has that kind of seniority and clout?
Well, yes. There's no question that the congressional influence of the state of North Dakota is being diminished, and that is not to speak ill of the people who are coming in. It's just that for a long time, North Dakota had a lot of seniority in the Congress. There was Kent Conrad, there was Byron Dorgan, and there was Earl Pomeroy, and all three of these men had been in there for almost 20 years, in some cases more than 20 years. And then all of a sudden you replace these people with new people, and there has to be an impact.
He hasn't always voted with the rest of the Democrats on monetary issues. He was one of the senators who pressured President Obama to create the Simpson-Bowles Fiscal Commission that looked at the debt crisis in 2010, and he also served on it.
Yes. One of the things you hear about Kent Conrad, and kind of as a counterpoint to that, is that he talks a good budget deficit reduction game but doesn't play the game. And according to Bob Woodward's book, as Kent Conrad urged President Obama to essentially to disavow or to not follow this Simpson-Bowles recommendations. I don't know if that's correct or not, but it's an interesting element.
Well, it's unfortunate. Bob Woodward was on our show earlier this afternoon. We talked about this for a moment, but I didn't do that follow-up. I wish I'd spoken to you first.
Oh, that's all right. And the other thing that is mentioned often by Republicans is the Budget Committee has not passed a budget in more than 3 years. And the thinking there is, if you're such a deficit hawk, such a fiscal conservative, how does that jive with this failure to do your work?
I'm talking with Dale Wetzel, state capitol reporter for the Associated Press. We're speaking to him from Bismarck, North Dakota. Jobs and the economy have been the big issues in this presidential campaign, but doesn't North Dakota have the country's lowest unemployment rate? So are jobs and the economy big issues in the state?
No. The unemployment rate in North Dakota is below 3%. In fact, sir, if you have a commercial driver's license and want to make $100,000 a year, there are openings for you. The state tax collections are growing exponentially. The median income has risen. I mean, by any economic measure, North Dakota is doing very well. And frankly, it isn't just the oil industry either. Farm commodity prices are quite strong. And the drought that's affected most of the nation has affected North Dakota, but not nearly to the extent that it has to the South and the East.
So will that impact ethanol manufacturing? Because North Dakota also has coal, oil. It's been called the Saudi Arabia of wind power.
Yes.
Does that energy get used in state, or is it exported to other states?
Most of it is exported. The energy market for North Dakota is the state of Minnesota, mostly. The coal plants that are in North Dakota essentially were built to serve Minnesota customers. Wind energy has expanded from almost nothing to approximately 1,400 megawatts of power in the last several years. But that expansion has slowed. As a matter of fact, today a company that makes wind turbine blades in Grand Forks, North Dakota, announced it was going to lay off approximately half its workforce, 300 people. And so there are reasons for that. I mean, there's some difficulty in the Congress about whether to renew a tax incentive that's important to the wind industry. But it's true that, you know, the development of the industry has slowed down quite a bit nationally and in North Dakota.
Well, the state is the nation's top producer of wheat, produces a lot of corn. So despite all of the energy income, does it still think of itself as an agricultural state?
Yes, yes. I think there's no question about that. I mean, agriculture still is number one. Obviously, energy production has gotten much more attention, and rightfully so, in recent years. But when the oil is, what people are fond of saying is, when the oil is gone, when the coal is gone, you'll still be growing wheat and corn and soybeans and a plethora of other things in North Dakota. And also, you cannot eat oil, you cannot eat coal. The agricultural industry, there's no question that it is, it's still number one, even though it doesn't get most of the attention these days.
The president has repeatedly called for increasing the nation's mix of energy sources. With so many different energy sources, that would seem to be good news for North Dakotans and the rest of the Plain States. So why is it a sure thing that the president isn't going to carry North Dakota?
Well, people, frankly, don't see President Obama as friendly to the oil and coal industries.
It's a matter of regulations, then?
Yes, a matter of regulation, as a matter of statements that he made when he was first running for president. As a matter of fact, Heidi Heitkamp has made an issue of this. She has said that the president is hostile to coal, is hostile to oil, has not walked the walk when it comes to developing all energy sources. And there's some justification for that. I mean, one of the big fears in the North Dakota energy industry is that the Environmental Protection Agency will crack down on a drilling technique known as hydraulic fracturing, which is responsible for the oil boom in western North Dakota.
But with the drought, won't there be a problem because it relies on water as part of the process?
Well, most farming in North Dakota is dryland farming. It's not irrigated. I mean, there is an enormous demand for water from the energy industry in western North Dakota. It doesn't link itself to agricultural production, though. We do not have a great deal of irrigation. It's dryland farming, and the water comes from the sky, just like the gentleman before was talking about how Indian farmers rely on water from the sky. That's the way it is here, too.
John McCain beat Obama in the state by 8 points in 2008. Bush beat Gore by 28 points in 2004. It makes North Dakota sound like a solidly red state, even if there aren't concerns about the president's position on regulations.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that Mitt Romney is going to carry North Dakota. A Republican presidential, a Democratic presidential candidate has not carried North Dakota since Lyndon Johnson. President Obama, to his credit, he did quite well in North Dakota.
Dale, we have to leave it there. I'm sorry. Dale Wetzel, State Capitol reporter for the Associated Press, thank you so much for talking about the current situation in North Dakota.
Thank you, sir.